Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us on Let's Talk About It, we have a member with the Jamestown United Way, Kevin Walker, joining us, and we have Lynn Talley, the executive director of Jamestown Safe Shelter, joining us. And Lynn and Kevin, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Hey, thank you again for taking time, guys, and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. A lot of things we want to get to. We want to learn more about Safe Shelter and what they're doing in Jamestown. Kevin is a member of the United Way of Jamestown. And Kevin, what is United Way doing, and what are you guys helping with what United Way does?
Well, our mission is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities around the world to advance the common good. The current impact model emphasizes that 99% of all funds raised stay within Stutsman County. So everything that we raise during our campaign is going to help agencies here in the Stutsman County area. Currently, we are supporting 15 agencies. Those are the Alano Society, Boy Scouts, Camp Roquan, Child Care Aware, Community Corrections, Girl Scouts, Imagination Library, James River Transit, the After School Program, PATH, Salvation Army, Sane SART, the Senior Companion Program, the Art Center, and of course, Safe Shelter.
Absolutely. So there's a nice long list of organizations that United Way continues to assist and help with fundraising and everything. And again, one of those that Kevin pointed out is Safe Shelter. And Lynn Talley, executive director, you've been executive director for quite a few years now, right?
37
years. This will be a chance for us to learn more about Safe Shelter and what you guys are doing for the area. And Lynn, Safe Shelter, people may have heard of it, but can you kind of explain what you guys are doing in Jamestown?
Sure. As you said, Safe Shelter has been around for 38 years. Actually, I did not come on right away. We are a domestic violence and sexual assault crisis program. We also work with victims of stalking and dating violence. So there are a lot of services that we provide here in town, the most important of which is our advocacy program. We will go any place with a victim that we're working with, whether it's to the law enforcement center, to see an attorney, to see the state's attorney, social services, any place that they need to have an advocate go with them. Definitely. We have a 24-hour crisis line, so we're available all the time because those things don't happen only 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. We have a pretty extensive court advocacy program where we assist victims with getting a protection order. We do a lot of education, community education, education in the schools, and in the last few years, we have been changing our focus from a little bit from just providing those intervention services to also doing some prevention so that hopefully one day we will not have to do this work. Wouldn't that be lovely?
That would be excellent. It would be, you'd be out of a job, but it'd be a good thing, right?
Right, exactly.
Again, Safe Shelter Executive Director Lynn Talley joining us, Kevin Walker with United Way joining us right now. A lot of what you pointed out too, Lynn, happens behind the scenes. So a lot of individuals may not get to see that, but you guys are doing a lot of good as a nonprofit in the area.
Right.
Yeah.
And when people say they've never heard of us, I say that's a good thing.
It is a good
for
thing.
You.
So. Absolutely. So Lynn, tell us a little bit about the need for donations for Safe Shelter and how you guys rely on that, because that's, you guys really operate on donations and grants and things of that nature, right?
Absolutely. We do not charge for our services at all. So we do rely on local, state, federal money. We get money from churches here in town. We get money from organizations, individuals, all kinds of people here in town. Of course, the United Way is one of our biggest supporters and has been for as long as I've been with the agency.
Yeah.
We also get grants, you know, from the state and federal government that help us to provide those services as well.
Yeah. Very important. And again, you heard everything they're doing for our area. And as you pointed out, United Way has been a big beneficiary of Safe Shelter. And they just kind of, I mean, how have you seen the benefits of what United Way is doing for Safe Shelter impact what you guys are doing?
Well, they certainly help us continue to provide all of those services. But I think one thing that people don't realize about local money, like the United Way money, is that when we write a grant to a foundation or to the state or to the federal government, we need local match money. And so really, the local money that we get can be used as that match. So in essence, we can, you know, double or sometimes even triple the local money that we get by being able to apply for those grants and to prove to the funders that we have the support of people in our community, because that's obviously one of the things they are really going to be looking for.
Right. Community support, a big deal, especially for something like Safe Shelter. So if anybody has questions, Lynn, about Safe Shelter, your services, there's a lot of ways they can learn more about that, or even help Safe Shelter if they want to make a donation or learn more about it that way too, right?
They can check out our website, which is www.safeshelterjamestown.org, long address. They can call us at 251-2300, or our toll-free number is 888-353-7233, which is SAFE on the
dial. And one thing I don't want to miss this either too, Lynn. A big deal for Safe Shelter was opening of Mary's Place, and I'd like you to kind of tell us a little bit about that too, if you can.
Absolutely. Our biggest project over the last couple of years has been our new building, which is Mary's Place at Safe Shelter, and it is a beautiful new building that we finished construction on in June, moved in at the end of June. It has three apartments that we can use to provide some temporary safe housing for victims until they can kind of get back on their feet and find their own place to live here in town.
It's an amazing service, an amazing thing that came to fruition again after a few years of work and a great donation from Mary Newman.
Absolutely.
So things like that keep Safe Shelter going. Kevin, is there anything else with United Way that you want to mention? I know there's a lot of fundraisers that are kind of in the works as well to raise money so you can help out organizations like Safe Shelter.
Yep, we are planning on having a bingo in January. There'll be more information coming out on that. Also, if you have any questions about donating to the United Way, you can always call 952-UWAY, which is 952-8929, or check us out on our Facebook page, Jamestown United Way, and reach out, send messages. We'll answer anything that you have questions. Also, there's, you know, check with your employer, see if you can donate through
the business,
the business, and through your PayPal or whatever.
And one thing I do want to point out too is a donation to United Way can benefit multiple organizations. If an individual is torn between donating to Safe Shelter or another organization, a great way to give to all of these organizations is to donate to United Way.
Correct.
So, perfect. Well, Lynn and Kevin, thank you guys so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.